Welcome to the I Speak FSBO podcast, where we pull back the curtain from the real estate industry and expose everything they don't want you to know. We share tips, tricks, myths, and truths to fight against outdated real estate traditions so you can sell your home for top dollar without having to pay a dime in commission or sacrifice your time. It's time for homeowners to take back the power and break up the monopoly. This is the I Speak FSBO podcast, and this is your host, Josh Knox.
Hey everybody, what's up? It's Josh with the I Speak FSBO podcast, and welcome to this episode. On this episode, I wanted to talk to you about the question that I often get, which is, should I sell to an investor? And you might think it's an easy answer, like an easy no or an easy yes. But in reality, it comes down to what your goals are. I mean, if you work, and by the way, working with an investor can be really great. In fact, investors oftentimes, nearly every investor will pay cash. A lot of investors will remove all contingencies in a purchase contract, meaning they don't want to inspect it or they don't want to get an appraisal on it because they're paying cash for it. And they know what they're doing as an investor when they buy a property. And they can have faster closing times, meaning you don't have to wait, you know, to see if somebody's financing is going to work out or fall through. You can, you know, when you sell to an investor that has all cash and can prove to you that they have all cash, then closing times can work a lot faster. They can also work in your favor. These iBuyer programs that are out in existence now, from companies like Zillow and Open Door. They're all investors as well. I mean, they're buying the property in order to do some things to it to turn a profit on it. So that's all they're doing. There are some brokerages out there that are doing this as well. Keller Williams is one of them. They have an iBuyer program. They're not available in every city and every state, but they're out there. And any home seller should know that that's all these iBuyer programs are. They're just investors. They're just looking to buy the property at a price that works for them in order to make a profit. And so, you know, if you're okay with that, if you know that the person buying your property is looking to make a profit and the numbers still work for you, then the answer to should you sell to an investor is a yes, right? I mean, if you have a house that is maybe outdated or maybe has some things that are in disrepair, maybe the furnace is not working quite right, or maybe you have a different kind of heating system that isn't working quite right, or maybe there's a leak in the roof that you've been nursing along for a little while and it's just too much or too much in terms of labor and logistics to get it sorted out for you, or it's just too much money. I mean, people run into those situations all the time. And so, you know, selling to an investor can be a good thing to get you out of a property with cash in your pocket, right? Again, the numbers have to work for you. You have to do the math. That's why we talk about a net sheet. You know, figure out where you need to be on the transaction. And if those numbers work for you, then, you know, then selling to an investor can work just fine. When it's a no to sell to an investor is if you've got time on your side, if you know, if the house is in a good condition and it doesn't need to be, you know, repaired. Sometimes people get stuck on the market for whatever reason. Maybe they haven't taken the right pictures, or they haven't staged it the right way, or they haven't quite priced it the right way. Or there's other market conditions that are impacting them and their house sticks around for a little bit longer on the market than they would have liked. Sometimes those sellers will panic and sell to an investor who is watching the market, who is watching a property, you know, in a particular neighborhood or a particular area, and maybe is waiting for some deal like that to pop up. I mean, that's just the nature of investing. You're waiting for a good deal. And so to those sellers who I would say, you know, who have sat on the market for a little bit longer, who maybe aren't getting the type of traction that they would like, don't panic, you know, reassess the situation, troubleshoot your transaction. I have a podcast episode on that. Troubleshoot your transaction and see what's going on. And it's fairly easy to do that. You know, if you're, I'll just add a couple notes about that again, even though there's another episode. You know, if you're not getting any phone calls on your property, there's likely two things going on. Either the pictures aren't appealing enough, or you're probably priced too high. If it's in, you know, all other things considered, if, you know, if you're in a normal market, you know, where there's plenty of property available and plenty of buyers available, and you're just not getting any phone calls, then you got to take a look at your price and your overall marketing plan. If you're not getting it in front of the right people, if you haven't bothered to put it on online anywhere, such as Zillow or Realtor.com, or even, you know, buying into a flat fee MLS service, then that could be one reason. So I would look at that. Another reason could be if you've done that and you're, you know, maybe look at your pictures, compare them to somebody else's. Are they as good as somebody else's? And just be honest with yourself. I mean, if your end goal is to sell the house, then you've got to be able to troubleshoot what's going on. And so if you're looking at that, you know, just make some comparisons. And then, of course, look at your price. You know, is your price comparable to what other homes similar to yours are selling for or have sold for? And if you can come to a logical conclusion that they are, then you just have to keep continuing to troubleshoot the transaction. But my encouragement to you is, in that scenario, if your house is in fairly good condition and you think it's fairly priced right and according to the market, and you're just not getting traction and an investor tries to swoop in, this is just a suggestion, it may not be the best deal for you. Troubleshoot your transaction first. And then ask the investor questions, you know, what did you like about my house, you know, and see what they're willing to offer. Sometimes investors are willing to buy properties to rent them out as well. They're not always trying to flip them and make a profit that way. Sometimes they're not going to pay you cash, but they'll pay, you know, a sizable down payment, get a mortgage on it because they would like to lease that property to somebody. So you just have to, you have to think through what's going on if you're dealing with an investor. Why, if you need to get out of the house and the numbers work and the investor's got cash and you know that that's probably where your property falls in the marketplace, that it's going to get fixed and then sold to somebody else for a profit, and you just don't have the ability or the knowledge to do that, then, you know, then maybe consider working with that investor because they can give you cash, can close quickly. But if you're not in any particular hurry and an investor comes by and wants to buy the property from you, then just do your due diligence with that buyer and, you know, find out what their purposes of it are for, you know, just ask them in a phone call. What are you interested in the property for? Are you looking to fix and flip this? Is that what you see as a potential? Or are you looking to rent this out? Is that a potential? And when you kind of understand where they're coming from, and if they're willing to give you those answers, then it's easier for you to make a better decision when it comes to working with that particular investor. So, again, the question and the overall topic in the podcast is, should you sell to an investor? And it's not always an easy yes or no. You just have to assess, like you would anything else about your property, what's the best outcome for you? And then make the decision and move forward with it. I've sold properties to investors before and it's worked just fine. You know, the deal worked out for me. I've sold, as a licensed agent in the past, I've sold deals that way. And as a person, I've sold deals that way, you know, just a regular Joe investor out there. And, the deals have worked for me. And it just came through assessing the situation and you know, what the final outcome was going to be. So it's not always an easy answer. Just assess it. So this is a shorter episode, but you know, as always, I hope the information is helpful to you and I hope to see you on the next podcast.